The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Rise and shine.
It's too early.
Plus,
I'm not in the mood.
You're not in the mood? Well, you get in the mood.
It's a beautiful zippity doo dah day.
How are you so happy?
Well, I am a morning person.
And the coffee.
Lots and lots of
coffee.
We're out of coffee.
It's way too early for jokes.
I disagree.
Hey!
Oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? The show is crazy.
Hey! They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, here we go. Good morning.
Here we go.
It's Brock. It's Hunter. 6:03. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Almost through the week, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Flying
by quick. Why does it go by so quick?
I know this is weird. You think that with everything going on, it wouldn't go by this quick, but it's going by quick, man. Going by real quick.
Maybe it's because we don't have just a ton of tasks at hand, so it just kind of floats by.
Maybe, yeah. It's just everything bleeds into one at this point. I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. But here we are. It's Thursday, or as we like to call it, First Friday here on the Plan B Morning Show. Busy day for you. Great show lined up. I mean, probably one of the best shows we've done in a long time.
I ain't feeling so swell, bro.
I know. That's why I'm saying that, because it's probably going to be a train wreck of a show. Why aren't you feeling well there, buddy? What happened?
I might have tied one on yesterday a little bit.
Doing a little boozing, are you? Huh?
Yeah.
Tipping back Grandpa's cough syrup, huh?
Two tree beers?
You know? Followed by 2, 3, 4, 5 shots? Yeah, it'll do it to you.
Right.
Oh, Hunter, you silly, silly, silly little boy. Mm. It's all right. We'll try and take it easy on this morning. I won't do any air horns or yelling into the microphone.
Maybe that'll help, actually.
Maybe. Need to just go outside and stand there in your underwear. Let the cold weather. It's like 34 out right now. That'll be nice. Nice and brisk for you, all right?
Okay.
Jeez. What a bum. All right. Well, folks, we're going to get to it. Like I said, stick around. A lot of great stuff coming up during the show. So let's not waste any more time. Let's just do it. For God's sakes, let's just do it.
Let's go.
Let's go. It is the Plan B Morning Show. WIRX, WIRX.com. We'll be back.
That rocks.
Good morning. 6:12, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Lyrics. Let's take a quick look at your forecast. Today we got some fog. Oh, dude, it's foggy as hell out there. If you are driving anywhere today, especially this morning, be really careful. You can hardly see out there. Real murdery vibe because it's super foggy. Partly sunny today, high of 57. Let's see, tonight, partly cloudy, low of 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 64. There's some good news. Saturday, high of 52. Sunday, high of 60. Then it's warming up, and it's in the upper 60s to 70s in the first part of next week. Good news, buddy. That's what I like to see. It's getting nice and hot out there, man. I'm ready for it.
It feels good. It feels good, you know? Good news.
Sunshine on my GD
uplifting
shoulder. Yes, of course. Of course. You are just you are a ball of energy this morning.
Dude, I'm nothing. I don't even know why I'm here right now.
This is so funny.
Shut up.
It's funny because you and I, of course, keeping our social distancing the best we can, did a little fishing yesterday, and you must have decided to celebrate when you got home.
I had an extra lure in my bag, if you will. I had an extra, what they call in golf is swing juice.
Swing juice.
I had too much swing juice yesterday.
Fishing juice.
Casting juice, whatever you want to call it.
This is great. I really love that you are just violently hungover this morning. You know what you need to do? Go up after this break, go upstairs, fry up a couple eggs, cheese, you know, buttery bread, and just eat that. That'll help out.
Maybe a bagel. I think I got a bagel.
Bagel, that'd be good. I don't know. Just whatever it is, just make sure it's greasy. Get some bacon in your system, whatever. You got any old cheeseburgers or pizza in the fridge? That always helps.
I think I got a hot and spicy in the fridge.
Oh, God, that don't
do
that.
The wife is saving, like, she saves bananas. I don't know why it's still in there.
Just eat it. You know what? Eat it, because that's ridiculous. Or she's saving it for like some fancy meals she's having later.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna there's eat a lot this of things in that fridge. And a banana. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. There's some stuff in the back of that fridge that I just, you know, I question. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
No,
why
go
is
eat
it in there. Why is it still in there?
Go eat that hot and spicy. It'll be great. She's saving it for her first day at working at home for lunch.
Oh, that's today, isn't it?
That's today. Damn. And it's a great day to be hungover, too, because you're probably going to end up taking a nap, and she's just going to be like, you bum. You worthless pile of garbage.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. What is he doing? He went fishing all day yesterday.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
This would be great. Yeah, we'll have to get a report tomorrow on how the first day went. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back.
You'll see it in the paper.
Yeah, it'll be in the paper. There you go. When we come back, Hunter is going to struggle through sports. We'll see in a few.
God.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
620. Good morning, buddy. Are you still hungover?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask every break and see how you're doing throughout the show.
Oh, gosh.
Sound good?
Yeah.
You still hungover?
Yes.
Hunter, are you still hungover?
Oh, God.
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. You know what? You should probably have one this morning, Hunter. Little hair of the dog that bit you right there, buddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, check them out. They got the variety packs that are great. You can try all the different flavors. So good. Bud Light Seltzer. Mm-mm. All right. What do you got for sports?
All right. So UFC, little UFC sports this morning. UFC lightweight champion Khabib. I'm sure you know Khabib.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to say his last name, Nurmagomedov or something, maybe.
Nailed it.
It's very long and it's got some weird lettering in there, but... he confirmed Wednesday he will not be fighting Tony Ferguson at UFC 249 on April 18th. He says staying home in quarantine and reading the reaction of people to the situation around my fight. It turns out the whole world should be in quarantine. That's what he said on Instagram. Governments of all countries, famous people around the world urge people to follow all safety requirements in order to limit the spread of the disease, to save people. He continued, he kept saying, Khabib is the only one relieved of all the obligations and must demonstrate the free will and train flying around the world for the sake of the fight, he says. What? So, I don't know. He's training hard, but he ain't going to fight. So
yeah.
That's basically what the story is.
You know, there might be some just jacked up, ready to go fighters by the end of this. I mean, if you're just staying in and working out, you know, prepping, who knows? Maybe we'll see a bunch of guys just coming out, just yoked, ready to go, you know?
You know, and the people that are out there in quarantine, you know, doing hard work in the basement, throwing some weight around. Good for you. You know, keep it up. Keep that going. I know a lot of the gym memberships things are going. Obviously, we got to stay in quarantine. But like you said, you got your bike. You got your little 1982 Peloton there. I saw Kiki post something the other day. Was she on the bike?
Yep, she was on the bike getting a workout in. Yeah, so I'm training for UFC. That's why. So
yeah, right.
I'm gonna take on Khabib. I'm gonna crush him. I'm gonna crush him in the ring. It's gonna be great. Okay.
No, good luck. Good luck with that.
Literally going to get murdered. That's what's going to happen.
Get your head ripped off.
I like it. There you go. All right. I got a sports story we can save for next hour, but we good? Is that all you got?
That's, you know, hey, let's spread it out a little bit.
Spread it out. News stories or sports stories are getting very, very thin now. Like we had some stuff to start, but they're starting to thin out pretty quick.
Right.
All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey. Good morning. 6:32.
You got some Gatorade?
You need Pedialyte, buddy. That's what you need.
Yeah. You ever done that?
No, I've never had it, but everyone says it's so great. I don't know.
So I was at the old dollar store, not recently, but when they were open, they have like a dollar store version of it. It's a lot cheaper. And I was thinking about trying it. Wish I would have bought some this morning.
You could use it right now.
Yeah, right.
You need some greasy food and some electrolytes. So you still hungover then, Hunter?
Yes.
Still
hungover.
For
God's sakes, it's only been like 5 minutes. It takes a while, Brock.
Perfect. Don't be such a pussy. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
You know what? I hope you forgot your Mountain Dew this morning.
I didn't, actually. I'm looking at it right now. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a sip out of it right now.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I was going to say you seem pretty spitely this morning. What is it? Spitely? Sprightly?
Sprightly.
Sprightly.
Sprightly. Very sprightly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do not. You sound hungover, and it's hilarious to me. I love it. I love it so much. It's the greatest thing ever. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union?
Come be part of it.
Well, some sad news. Adam Schlesinger, the co-founder of Fountains of Wayne and Ivy, plus an Emmy and Grammy winner for his work on television, died Wednesday morning from the coronavirus, complications from the coronavirus. He was only 52. A statement from the band's attorney said, quote, although he had been making some small improvements over the last few days, Adam's condition was critical and he was ultimately unable to recover from COVID-19 complications. He was truly a prolific talent and even more so a loving and devoted father, son, and friend. The band's biggest hit, obviously, was Stacy's Mom. You all know that. Stacy's Mom has got it going on. Yeah, that'll be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. But Adam actually had a prolific career outside of Fountains of Wayne, too. He was nominated for an Oscar and Golden Globe for writing the theme song to the 1996 Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do. He also received Tony nominations for his work on the musical Crybaby. In addition, he wrote more than 100 songs for the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and won an Emmy for one of them last year. He won previous Emmys for other songs he did and Tony Awards. He worked with Stephen Colbert, Sesame Street.
Wow.
During the time of his death, he was working on a new musical with Sarah Silverman. Adam leaves behind two daughters, his life partner, Alex Morley, his parents, and a sister. So definitely, you know, way too young. 52 is just awful, and it's terrible to see that. So definitely thoughts and prayers going out to the family and his kids and everything. It's a bummer, man. It is. So
it's sad, you know. He did have a lot of great music, too.
Yeah.
It's just the most popular one you probably know is Stacy's Mom.
Stacy's Mom, for sure. And obviously, you don't realize it because you're not up there seeing him perform it. But, you know, that Tom Hanks film, that's a great movie, Doing That Thing You Do. So, I mean, writing that, the guy had some writing and singing chops, for sure. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day. Ooh, boy.
What?
There's a couple good ones.
Do them all.
Do them both. Well, okay, so here we go. On this day, 1978. Actually, on this day, 1975, Kiss released Rock and Roll All Night. And then on this day in 1978, Kiss released the album Double Platinum. So a big day for Kiss.
Wow.
In separate years. So I love Rock and Roll All Night. I love that song. And the Double Platinum album is baller, dude. So.
April 2nd. Can we just call it a Kiss Day?
Let's do it. And celebrate by kissing.
No, we can't do that.
That's true. That's right. We can't. Virtual kisses. All right, there you go.
Did you ever kiss me over the... You know,
you're not doing it. You're not kiss me back.
I'm not kissing you back.
That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. No.
Good morning. 6:46. It's Brock and Hunter.
Wow. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
I'll tell you what's up. This is how bored I am. I am watching. I'm serious. A Japanese car tournament of Hot Wheels. It's like the marble. It's like the marble tournament, but with Hot Wheels.
Why aren't you paying attention to the show, Hunter?
I am. I have that in a different tab.
You son of a bitch!
I have the complete sheet. I have all our prep sources up in different tabs. But I'm going to be honest with you. At the moment, I am watching Japanese Hot Wheels tournaments.
That's fair. That's fair. I know I should probably turn something on besides the doom and gloom news that's on right now.
You know, it's actually pretty interesting. This guy has it all set up, like just like the Marvel guy. It's really professional for what it is.
Nice.
He even has like a fake crowd.
Well, I'm glad you're being entertained by your Japanese matchbox car racing, whatever. I wasn't listening. Anyway, folks, if you want to be entertained, check out WIRX.com. We have, of course, our podcast page. We got the Plan B Morning Show page. Basically, a outlet for you to entertain yourself for hours. All sorts of great stuff on there.
Why would you go there when you could go and watch Japanese Hot Wheel tournaments? I'm kidding.
It's way worse than Japanese Hot Wheel tournaments. Anyway, check it out, WIRX.com. Also, don't forget to download the free WIRX app in your app store. You can also go to your Alexa or your Google thingy and just say, hey, play Rock 107 WIRX, and you'll get hooked up, man. So a lot of great outlets for you to be entertained while you're stuck indoors. Check it out and get your WIRX on. All right, we're going
to
be...
Remember the other day when you you yelled out to Alexa over the air and said, hey, play Rock 107? So we got off the air, and it literally worked in my house.
That's crazy.
You turned on my Alexa.
I know how to turn on things. You know what I mean? Okay. Like your mom.
Always got to go to the sex. I said, dates with you back in high school must have been just short and to the point.
They weren't. They were honestly, I think 5-10 minutes, maybe.
You'd pick them up in your charger. You'd go to the dead end street park.
That's what I do with your mom and your grandma.
Oh, come on. It's too early.
I even felt bad about that one. All right, we'll be back in a few. Stick around. Useless trivia coming up.
Now.
All righty. Let's do it. Let's do it, Hunter.
All right, now I'm watching Crazy Russian Hacker Fails.
Oh, good God.
I don't know if you've ever seen that guy.
No, I have not. For God's sakes. It's time for Useless Trivia, of course, as always, brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. They are still here serving you. You can do carryout. You can do delivery through Grubhub. Why not treat yourself to some delicious Cajun delicacies, if you will, while you're stuck indoors? You might as well eat like a king. You can do that at No LaRue. They're still serving you. Go support them, man. Your Useless Trivia for today, it is... National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Peanut butter jelly time with a baseball bat. What? Doesn't make any sense.
PB&Js, huh?
Dude, I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I could eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every single day of my life.
Can you do like the Crustables, you know, like the pre-made?
Of course I can. The problem is I can't have those in the house because I will eat the whole box in one day. I absolutely will. The only reason I don't eat more peanut butter and jellies is because I have to make them. You make one, and that's what keeps you from just shoveling them in your mouth.
What do they come, though, in like a pack of four or like five? It's like those things should come in like a pack of 20.
You can buy like a 12-pack, I think, at like Wally World or something.
Really?
Yeah, you know, they're in the freezer section. But, dude, that's the only reason I don't buy them is because I will eat the whole box in a day. It is insane. It is insane.
Yeah, at least with like a legit peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you got to make it.
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing is it keeps you from just, you know.
Just smashing a whole loaf of bread.
Even making two of them is a task. So you make one and then you're good. You appreciate it more. Anyway, let's see. In a recent Huffington Post poll, what was the best flavored jelly to match for peanut butter? In a recent poll, what flavor of jelly was the best match for peanut butter? Was it A, strawberry, B, grape, or C, orange? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. In a recent Huffington Post poll, what flavor was voted the best match for peanut butter? A, strawberry, B, grape, or C, orange? 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
What?
I thought you had something. I thought you were going to say something.
No, I was just going to make fun of orange. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, maybe you're going to be surprised. I don't know. All right. Call now to win.
Fox.
Goosebumps, bro.
And
you little pussy. Do it. Wake her up. Wake your wife up.
And now.
That's all right. She's going
to
be pissed.
God, I can tell. You know, it was such a married man thing to do right there. Oh, God, I don't want to wake her. Anyway, it's time for you.
And now,
try
God.
Try not to wake up the wife on her first day of work.
Your useless trivia brought to you by Nola Rue. It's peanut butter jelly day. According to a new poll, what flavor was best matched?
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. What flavor jelly was best matched with peanut butter? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Is it strawberry?
Strawberry. That is correct. All right. Woo-hoo.
Nice.
Nicely done, man. What's your name?
This is Matt Shermack.
Matt, where are you calling from this morning, buddy?
I'm from St. Joe, but I'm on my way to Stevensville to work.
Oh, one of our essential guys. I love it, man. Well, hey,
Yes. Stay
safe, stay healthy. Have a great day at work. You're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
Next chance win coming up tomorrow. Hunter, hey, what jelly do you put on yours? Yeah.
That's just going to ask you. We already know the peanut butter stance, so we'll leave it alone. Not going to yell at you this morning.
Yeah.
But maybe. What kind of jelly do you like?
I prefer strawberry, but, I mean, we got a lot of homemade jams from Kiki's grandma, mm-hmm. like elderberry. What else have we had? Blackberry. It's all good. The only thing, orange, though. I'm sorry that I even said orange, because that's horrible.
You know, I'm crazily right there with you, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a bad jelly.
No,
there really
isn't
a bad jelly. There's preferred jelly. I prefer strawberry. I'm not sure if I prefer grape or strawberry first.
Do you know the difference?
They're all pretty good.
Do you know the difference between jelly and jam? I can't even finish the joke.
Damn it! Damn it!
You think I was gonna do it? You thought I was gonna do it? I'm not gonna do it. All right, we'll be back.